Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get, before we get headlines, let's do a little cat talk. You have a cat talk open here, Solana? Cat talk.
It's sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. You get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them 832-930-6181.
Cat talk. Wow, wow, wow,
wow. Cats beat the Ducks yesterday, 5-2. Double dubs for the Cats over the Ducks. They scored 3 in the first, ended up scoring 5. Sam Bennett, welcome to the season. Ended a 20-game
to the season.
Goal
so
drought.
Right.
The Sam Bennett championship
starting
hangover.
To worry about you, Sam. We're starting to worry about you.
Talk about a championship hangover. That normally ends at around late November, Sam. But welcome to the NHL season.
Not that we would ever say that to his face, by the way.
Oh, hell no.
No, he's an intimidating human.
Can I tell you guys something? I don't know how much of the game you watched yesterday, but got home from the Heat game and got to watch the last couple minutes of the game. Anaheim Ducks. I know we don't really care about hockey in terms of outside of the Panthers, and we would never have a conversation about the Anaheim Ducks in a million years.
My boy, Radko Gudas is on the Ducks.
Yeah, great beard.
Oh.
So, the Ducks are an organization that was created, their logo and the name, in honor of the Mighty Ducks, right?
They were called the Mighty Ducks.
Disney movie, right. And their original logo was the Mighty Ducks logo from the movie.
Correct.
They went away from that for a while. Then they're just the Ducks. Now they're the Ducks. This year, they happen to bring back the original logo with a couple tweaks but a different color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading an article about it before the season. They did a whole big reveal, thought it was cool. I'm watching those jerseys on the ice yesterday. Enough with the different colorway. Like, if you're going to be the Mighty Ducks again,
be who you were.
Be the Mighty Ducks again. Their jerseys are like burnt orange, which makes no sense for Anaheim.
They're awful. Because I was at the game Saturday when it was in Sunrise.
Right.
It was almost painful on your eyes.
Just be the Mighty Ducks. Everybody loves the Mighty Ducks.
Why did they go away from that? The Mighty Ducks is such a recognizable name. Like, and ducks themselves are like, you know, they just, what are they? They quack and they got the web feet, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Got thousands and thousands of chickens. Quack, 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 quack. You know what? I when you were talking about it, I thought about this, and I thought about when we talked about Happy Gilmore and Happy Gilmore 2 coming out. My son and daughter, or teenagers, I don't think they know anything about the Mighty Duck movie.
Oh, you have to show it to them.
But it doesn't.
Are you
like,
sure
I don't think
they don't
it,
play that
it,
on like Disney or Nick at Night and stuff.
But it doesn't. It's not. It's almost like the Happy Gilmore thing where it's like, what else? The Little Giants. My son's, he plays football. He's never seen The Little Giants.
Right.
My son's never seen. Yeah, like I think the movie.
Good Rick Moranis so vehicle.
His brother was way cooler, but he ended up winning at the end. I love Icebox.
I just think, like, your kids have no predilection to, like, the Anaheim hockey team. They have a greater chance, I think, of being interested if they're the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, because if they stumble across the movie or they ask you why they call the Mighty Ducks and they see the movie, I don't know. It just seems like a missed opportunity to me.
I guess, is there any other professional franchises that are based around a fictional movie?
Well, that I would submit to you, probably not. I'd have to think about it, but...
I'm sure it's not, Hawk.
But that's why
movie?
I think it makes it unique.
Like the Bad News Bears. Should Chicago change their name to the Bad News Bears?
Well, if you saw them, this is
It's just like, it's a movie.
But,
like,
but Crowder, that's...
You don't name a billion-dollar franchise after a movie?
That's on you, though. First of all, they're in Anaheim, which is where, like, the Disney studios are.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, there's a great... Because what are we talking about for Utah? Weren't we talking... Like, what isn't one of the names... I know the Yeti is more Bigfoot, but not the sponsorship, but there's a tie-in. But was there another name,
like,
for Utah?
The Woolly Mammoth or something like that?
I don't know. But it was like, yeah, but they're in Anaheim. Like, that's where Disney is. Like, lean into it.
Your kids not knowing the Mighty Ducks is just an indictment on you as a parent, to be 100%
that's
honest.
Fair.
Because, listen, I grew up 15, 20 years after The Little Giants was made, but my parents made it a point to show me The Little Giants movie because of the lessons it was going to bestow on me as a young athlete who had ambitions of being a professional.
Had a whole lifetime ahead of him. I'll be honest with you both. I've never seen the Mighty Ducks or Little Giants.
Oh, my God.
The Flying V? You've never seen the Flying V?
Ducks fly together.
And the little, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to.
I saw that on YouPorn before they shut it down in January, I think.
Spoiler alert, the little fat boy wasn't going to skate that long. He could not have lasted a whole shift.
But wasn't it? I mean, these had to come out when I was 30 years old or 40 years old. How would I have ever seen these movies?
You're talking about Goldberg, right?
Yeah, Goldberg wasn't skating no whole shift.
Goldberg! The wrestler?
Have you seen him? Have you seen him, by the way?
He said, boy.
Yeah, have you seen him? Like, very sad. Apparently, he got into drugs, and it, like, his life just spiraled out of control. I saw some videos.
Goldberg the wrestler?
No, Goldberg from Mighty Ducks, Hawk.
Oh,
I thought you were fine. I just saw Goldberg the wrestler on Twitter the other day. He speared somebody.
So your kids don't know the Mighty Ducks, Crowder. This is how I really judge parenting, though, to see if you're a good parent or not. Do they know the Costco guys?
They do know the damn Costco guys.
That's what I'm talking about. And props
Chan,
to you.
Little Chan
for
does
some
that.
Good
he,
kids.
He does the little dance all the time. But they like put that and they do the little back and forth dance.
Love it.
I'm gonna steal their phones.
Listen. I just watched a tutorial on Instagram from the Rizzler on how to do Riz face properly to get girls. So
yeah,
I'm
I bet he's knocking them down left and right. Yeah,
I mean, this dude is set up for success. I'm telling you, it's on Instagram, the Rizzler. It's a tutorial. It's the best tutorial I've seen on the Riz face, what it all means and how to do it properly. So make sure Lil Chan watches that.
Last time the Rizzler touched a woman was breastfeeding.
Well, I mean, he's 12 years old.
So you're going to listen to a 12-year-old to teach you how to get a woman?
That's right. That's how good he is at this stuff. He's teaching wrestlers on this Instagram video, adult wrestlers, and they, like, he's changing their lives.
The Riz face.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
He needs a spanking. And it's an indictment on you, Solana.
I would spank you right back. You try to lay a hand on the Rizzler. First of all, you mess with the Rizzler, you mess with the Costco guys. So if you want to go, listen, you want to go down that road?
I would whoop
go down that road?
All they ask, I'd whoop all of them.
Oh, they would boom you. You wouldn't even know what hit
yeah,
you.
Yeah, boom
you
my
wouldn't
ass.
Even know what
I would not. I would knock out the daddy. I would knock out the daddy and then
pow, pow, their children. To lay a hand on that daddy, you're going to have a double chunk chocolate cookie coming out of your ass.
I would punch them all in the stomach. And they will be throwing up double chunk chocolate cookies and donuts and whatever else they eat.
You're going to have to go visit a proctologist to get that chicken bake out.
They have high cholesterol and diabetes. Oh, they're going to beat me up.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana. Ridiculous conversation. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Boom!
Ridiculous.
Oh, a great addition to Cat Talk, if you ask me.
Submit that to the sponsor.